Here on Regional Radio, talking now with the new Madison boys and girls head coach, Dalton Armantrout, coming over from Prairie Home High School. And Dalton, first question for you. First of all, congrats on getting the job. And second of all, what attracted you most to the Madison job?
First, thank you. It was a family move. I have a wife and a one-year-old at home, and I actually have another one on the way due in September. So I wanted to be closer to them. I think Madison is a great school district, and they have a great community. We played them 2 years ago in the sectional game, and seeing all those people wearing purple and yellow kind of told me that they support their schools and their teams.
You did, absolutely. You played them in the state sectionals, as you said, 2 years ago. Now, taking a look at that game for a second, I mean, how fondly do you look back on that one, especially now that you are the Madison coach?
You know, it was such a great high school basketball game. Each team went back and forth. I know most of those girls were freshmen and sophomores, and they saw valuable minutes. You know, and for them to keep their composure in that type of game is pretty incredible.
Talking with Dalton Armantrout, the new Madison boys and girls head coach coming over from Prairie Home. Now, focusing on your coaching style, what should some of the fans expect and even some of your players now? What type of a coach are you?
You know, depending on my players, my coaching style kind of varies on what the kids, on the type of kids that I have. You know, I've had to change my coaching style every year. I try to adapt to the kids because, you know, one style may not work for everybody. So I try to incorporate different coaching styles. I think people should expect a fast-paced game, but also the ability to slow it down and just play team-oriented basketball, smart basketball. I've been watching film on them, and it seems they fit with what I want to do. We can run a lot of different sets and do a lot of different things on defense.
And as you mentioned, obviously the strategy point of being a coach, and this is a girls team you're coming to that was top ranked last season. What's it going to be like to take over a team like that and to see some of the talent that they have coming back?
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting, but you know, being the first year coach, we still have work to do. You know, like I said earlier, we've been watching film, and I feel like what I want to do fits them. We just have to put everything together. We have a tough schedule this year, and we're going to take the summer to kind of get to know each other and put in the playbook, so to speak. And another thing is that I'll have more girls this year than I have for the past 2 years. So we're going to want to use the summer to kind of play with the rotation a little bit. You know, same goes for the boys. I think the boys are very talented and have potential. And there's returning pieces with them, too, as well.
I guess final question for you. What's the familiarity that you have with the area teams and the CAC teams that you're going to be seeing as a coach at Madison?
I was actually at Sturgeon for 2 years under Coach Hicks and Coach Floyd. So I know what the CAC brings. Tough conference. Pilot Grove was actually in our conference before they went to the CAC. We play community for the past 2 years, and we also played Sturgeon the past 2 years. And we play New Franklin in their tournament. So I'm very familiar with the teams. Now with the new conference, now you add in Community R6, it just gets tougher on both sides. You see Cairo twice, Community twice, and you see Sturgeon twice.
All right, Dalton Armantrout, the new Madison boys and girls head coach coming over from Prairie Home. Thanks for giving us some time, and good luck on your first season.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.